But as soon as the first frosts of September announced the approach of winter, all animals, with but few exceptions, hastened to leave a region where the sources of life must soon fail. These geese, ducks, and swans return in dense flocks to the south. The strand birds seek in some lower latitude a softer soil which allows their sharp beaks to seize a burrowing prey. The waterfowl forsake the bays and channels that will soon be blocked up with ice. The reindeer once more return to the forest, and in a short time nothing is left that can induce man to prolong his stay in the treeless plain. Soon a thick mantle of snow covers the hardened earth, the frozen lake, the icebound river, and conceals them all, for 7, 8, 9 months at a time, under its monotonous pall, except where the furious northeast wind sweeps it away and lays bare the naked rock. This snow, which, after it has once fallen, persists until the long summer day has effectually thawed it, protects in an admirable manner the vegetation of the higher latitudes against the cold of the long winter season. Thanks to its protection, and to the influence of a sun which for 3 or 4 months together circles the horizon, and in favourable localities calls forth the power of vegetation in an incredibly short time, even Washington, Grinnell Land, and Spitsbergen are able to boast of flowers. The Arctic forest regions are of still greater extent than the vast treeless plains which they encircle. When we consider that they form an almost continuous belt, stretching across 3/4 of the world, in a breadth of 1,000 to 1,400 miles, even the woods of the Amazon, which cover a surface 15 times greater than that of the British Isles, shrink into comparative insignificance. Unlike the tropical forests, which are characterized by an endless variety of trees, these northern woods are almost entirely composed of cone-bearers, and one single kind of fir or pine often covers an immense extent of ground. Another peculiarity of these forests is their apparent youth. This is sufficiently explained by the shortness of the summer, which, though able to bring forth new shoots, does not last long enough for the formation of wood. Hence the growth of trees becomes slower and slower the farther north they are found. A third distinctive feature of the Arctic forests is their harmless character. There the traveller finds no poisonous plants. Even fawns and prickles are rare. No venomous snakes glide through the thickets. No crocodile lurks in the swamp. Even their beasts of prey, the bear, the lynx, the wolf, are less dangerous and bloodthirsty than the dreaded monsters of the torrid zone.